Jessica, welcome to the program.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. What can I do for you?
Well, I was calling in regarding your relationship with my mother. A little bit of background. My mom left my brother and I when I was 5. He was 9. My dad raised my brother and I in another state. He ended up moving us out of state when my parents got divorced. Flash forward 8 years later, we moved back to the state that we're currently living in, that my mother lives in. I was about 13 at the time. She would see me like every other weekend type thing. And it just got to the point where I, you know, as a teenager, I just kind of didn't want anything to do with my mom, wanted to hang out with my friends. She would seem to be okay with that. I've never really had a solid relationship with my mom. Now I'm 35. I've got 3 kids now, and she still kind of does the same thing. Like, I just feel that it's about when things are convenient for her. She lives maybe 30 minutes from me, sees my kids.
What part of the country do you live in?
We live in Ohio.
And what's the weather like in Ohio?
Nice.
Throughout the year?
There's some, you know, snowy days, winter.
Is there something, you know, like some places always have earthquakes or tornadoes? Is there something that you know is probably going to happen once or twice a year? Floods? Anything?
I mean, we might have like an ice freeze or something like that.
Okay. And so you continue to live there, accepting that that just happens.
Right.
You're getting my point yet?
Yeah.
Nothing could have changed, dear. She's going to see you when she wants, and that's it. You live in Ohio, and sometimes there's a freeze.
Right.
Get over yourself. That's
okay.
The way it is.
Right.
Not going to change. That was the throw of the dice when you were born.
Okay.
So stop analyzing it, frustrating yourself over it. It is
right.
What it is. And you either kick her out of your life, or just when she blows in and blows out,
Right. And that's what I've kind of done with not my twins, they're 13. I've kind of done that, like, just whenever she wants to come in, whenever she wants to come out.
Then why are you on the phone with me if you've been doing this?
Well, because probably the last 3 years, I've really been bothered by it. But I'm
Well,
afraid...
why more than now than before? Why?
Because I have kids of my own, and I just feel like I would never do that to them.
It has nothing to do with you. Every human being is different.
Like that with my
Every
children.
Human being is different.
Right. You're right.
So why are you more needy now than you have been?
I don't know. I don't.
Okay. You want to ask me a very serious question and have me flake you off by saying I don't know? Well,
no,
then don't do it
I'm
to
sorry.
Me. I'm trying to help. And if you just give up and throw it out.
I think because, you know, I'm married and I have kids and I just want my mom's support.
You have
and I
been
want my
married
mom in my life.
And you've had kids for a long time. Why did you make the... I've been on the air for 40 years. Why are you on the phone today?
Because I want to make sure I'm making the right decision.
By doing what?
By letting her come into my life when she wants to come in and hurting me, and it hurts my feelings.
Well, the hurting your feelings part is your weakness.
I'm not going to turn it out. Yes.
If you simply accepted that you live in Ohio and sometimes there's a freeze, do you get your feelings hurt when there's the freeze?
No.
Well, when she blows in and just does her little thing and leaves... It's a choice to have your feelings hurt or just sort of shrug your shoulders. That's who my mom is.
Right.
It's a choice. It is a choice on your part.
Right.
And it is not healthy nor mature to spend time being hurt over something over which you have no control and is constant. You don't have a mother. Sorry. You don't have a mother. Sorry,
right.
You don't have a mother. Now you say it. I don't have a mother. Say it. Say it.
I don't have a mother.
Say it 3 more times.
I don't have a mother. I don't
Two
have
more.
A mother.
One more.
I don't have a mother.
Now you need to accept you don't have a mother. She gave birth to you. She blows in every now and then. You didn't choose. You didn't choose well. You should have picked a different mother.
Right.
Isn't that funny? We can't choose. Damn it.
Right.
You don't have a mother. Stop fighting it. Stop fighting the truth. I know you want a mommy. So do I. Sorry. We don't have mommies.
But it's okay that I have that type of relationship with her.
It isn't a relationship. It's very distant, and it's
right.
And it's almost like a visiting distant relative, and who
cares?
That's
it, right there.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. No more hurt feelings. You can't be hurt. That's who she is. This is not what she's doing to you. If I do something snarky to you, I can hurt your feelings. But if I just am what I am.
Right. That's just
for you to get hurt makes no sense. It ain't personal, baby. If I was her daughter, I'd be experiencing the same thing.
Okay. All right. Was that... okay. That's it, I guess.
Yep. So
Thank
no
you.
More hurt feelings. Just
yep.
be amused. Be
yeah.
amused. And every now and then, when you start having one of those little hurt feeling moments, just say, I don't have a mom. I don't have a mom. I don't have a mom. So cut it out.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Your kids have a mom, though.
Yes, they do.
And a good one.
Yep.
Which would you rather? You had a mom or they had a crappy one?
That's true. Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
You can only pick one. You pick the right one.
Yep. All right. That's got it. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
You're welcome, sweetie. Bye-bye.